Do you see bevacizumab fitting into this man's therapy either now or in the future?
I guess where I would see it is that if we considered him metastatic and we used the radiation as a local control measure because of his symptoms, then I wouldn't have a problem giving him Avastin afterwards, although he did have polycystic kidney disease and they can have berry aneurysms up in their brain, and that's the only thing that I would sort of throw caution to the wind, and an MRI is not going to pick up a berry aneurysm. So,
Roy, what about the general concept of second or third line bevacizumab?
Well, I think what we're going to see is that in most cases people will use the bevacizumab in the frontline setting, but in a case like this, yes, this would be a case where one could consider a chemotherapy combination with bevacizumab, again, once the radiation treatment is complete. Now, the bringing up of bevacizumab to radiation therapy has come slowly because there have been concerns about central lesions and about tumors of this type might bleed. Now, clearly, if you're radiating first or you're combining with radiation, that might be exactly the way to get around that potential problem. And the RTOG and SWOG both will soon have trials that are looking at bevacizumab at Avastin with radiation. Right now, there aren't those data yet, so I probably wouldn't add it in with the radiation. Though every preclinical paper you read shows how almost every anti-angiogenic agent studied improves, actually, in the short term, oxygenation to the tumors and actually enhances radiation effect. So that's going to be a real winner, but it's just going to take some time, in my opinion. But I do think this is someone who would be a great candidate after this for a second-line protocol that contains docetaxel with Avastin, Alimta with Avastin, Tarceva with Avastin. And there are these trials are all out there. You name it. These combinations are there. But I would still try to do it in a clinical trial if one was available.
Mike, can you follow up with this patient? Have you decided what you're going to do, or what do you think?
Well, he was somewhat resistant to proceed with a radiation therapy consultation for some social issues, but we've resolved those, and so he's going to be seeing the radiation therapist actually next week. And actually, my treatment plan was weekly Taxotere at 30 per meter squared, but I also wrote a treatment plan for Avastin, just really to see whether the insurance would approve that. I'm not entirely sure whether I'm going to use that concomitant with radiation chemotherapy, and that was one of the reasons why I presented him today, to kind of get your input on that, and we'll see.
Yeah, you know, these are tough cases. You know, this is the reason why it's nice to have a multimodality tumor board for this type of situation, and we've had a lung cancer conference at MD Anderson forever, but just in the last year did we start presenting every single multimodality case. And no two are the same, you know, these days. There are so many different, you know, possibilities regarding radiation, type of radiation, concurrent therapy with different agents, bringing in the new biologics. These cases really are the most challenging and also with the greatest gain, because this is the area, in my opinion, we've made the most benefit. Now, this case is a little bit difficult because it's sort of happening as a recurrence. Hopefully this will be effective. We'd love to have some follow-up on that.
It's interesting. Clinical investigators are always very evidence-based and cautious about bringing things in too early, you know, to clinical setting. But Ed, you know, I'm this guy, younger man in perfectly good health, you know, sort of walked right through carboplatinum. And he turns around and says to you, okay, well, you know, you're suggesting radiation therapy, maybe some chemo. And, you know, the Avastin is really kind of a more experimental idea. If I go down that track, what am I looking at?
Well, I think as long as patients are informed of what the data are, where the data could be in the future, it's okay to explore those things. And obviously, I don't know if I would have him spend all the money out of pocket to do that, but if it is approved, we certainly have Taxotere and Avastin data that shows it's tolerable. The big question, as Roy brought up, is the radiation. And yes, it is risky, but you're looking at a situation where you're trying to salvage a gentleman who underwent a surgery, thought he was cured of cancer just 2 months ago after he finished the four cycles of chemotherapy, and you're trying to get your hands around this disease. And although I agree the Avastin is a little bit more of a stretch at this point because of the fact that there isn't a lot of data out there now, even in clinical trials with it, it's not something that is totally unreasonable as long as that's an agreement between you and the patient.
And again, Roy, what would you say to him if he says, without some newer approach, just following kind of standard procedure here, what am I looking at in terms of prognosis? What's the chance that I'm going to be feeling okay in 6 months? What's the chance that I'm going to be alive in a year?
Well, it's poor. You know, I'd look at this as 3B or worse, where, you know, the chance of recurrence here within a year is going to be high, within 5 years, 80 or 90%. So I think that in this case, you do want to do something different. You know, there unfortunately are not as many protocols for this setting as one would like. If he really wanted to try the Avastin, I would carefully discuss the risks and unproven benefits. There are some data that are out there now, safety data for docetaxel plus Avastin, so it probably is safe to do. in the absence of the radiation. Whether to do it with the radiation, I'm not sure. At ASCO this year, it's still blinded, so I'm not aware of the data even myself. There will be presented a 120-patient trial that looked at Avastin Taxotere versus placebo Taxotere versus Avastin Tarceva, three different arms. It's a small trial, but it's a multi-center setting, so there will be some data on the books after the ASCO this year. Hopefully that will help with this decision in the future. But again, I think that what I would probably tell him is do the standard radiation with a chemotherapy, and the one you've chosen is just fine. And then I would try to get him on something other than plain chemotherapy, because I'm the first to agree that chemotherapy by itself in this situation is not good enough for anyone in either a clinical trial, or if he's really wanting to take the risk and perhaps even assume the cost, perhaps we could try something.